Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Final hour of the program happening right now here on 105 Through the Fan. It is Fan After Dark on a thick Thursday. Just a all-time edition of Extra Credit just now. And, you know, look, that's what we do. That's the fun of this program, taking a break from some sports talk and learning you guys up on all things government, both federal and state. We've got our guy, Mr. Trevor Beck in studio after that triumphant win. He's back.
I mean, just comfortable. Wasn't even sweating.
Never did. Not one time. And we had to send Mr. Jake on his way after just...
I think Kevin kicked him on the way out.
I mean, whatever the opposite of a ringer is what he was.
Mm-hmm. Bad wingman.
I mean, just came in here and set the Texas education system back at least a decade.
Speaking of Texas, most of these games have gone final now. This is going to be 6A Region 1 that I'm reading. Canadian versus Muleshoe?
Yeah, I think. Sure. Yeah, Muleshoe, I think, is the correct pronunciation for that.
The Canadian Wildcats, they won 72-14.
Yeah, I picked that win.
Canyon versus Ysleta, they won 66-13.
What happened to my boys over there at Chisholm Trail?
I'll get to that one just in a second. Abilene beat Bel Air 84-25.
It's good to see our New England Patriot picks are turning out well.
Yeah, I picked the Patriots.
I did too.
I picked the Jets. I think he did that again. Palo Duro. They won 56-7 over Hanks.
Close one.
Valley over Northside won 62-6. Dale Hart over Kermit 67-7.
Hey, throw some bed music in there so we can don't have to just listen to him dry read these scores.
Lovett Cooper over DeVale.
Yeah, give me a score voice. I mean, we need a score, and we need.
You want me to get in it?
Oh, you got to.
You want me to get in? Okay.
Give me
like the band playing or something in the background.
Let's get some music going. If we're gonna do these scores, we're gonna do them right. Real quick from the 214, we still doing Fatties on the phone. Is it Texas high school football playoff season? You damn right we are. 10:20. Get your mind right.
While he's finding that, give me some bed music, Trevor. West Plains versus Irvine, 85-0. This game was never close over there in West Plains. Number 19 in the country. They will continue to rake it up as they move on to week two of the Texas high school football playoff.
Why are you yelling into the microphone?
Let's go. Idaho versus Dimmitt, up 49-7. Idaho, I don't care. 49-7. They get the win. Stratford over Morton, 77-14. Shout out to Luca. Southlake Carroll over Crowley. This game was never in question. But it was. Number one, Southlake Carroll only puts up 35 points on Crowley. Crowley, you're going home. Decatur versus Castleberry, 63-14. Castle who? Castle Dinkleberry. They get the loss. They're going to be going home. Prosper over Hebron. We're going to skip over that score because that's my best friend. They lost. Wellington over Haskell, 41-22. Shout out to Haskell. Reedy over Creekview, 24-3. Cisco over Cristobal, 62-0. Alito and Saginaw in a barn burner going down to the fourth quarter. Number three, Alito has 80. Saginaw has 12. San Angelo Central, 24. Pebble Hills, 14. I know the game that everyone's been waiting for, including my co-host Fred Davis. Number two, Allen, 22 points. Number 12, Louisville Fighting Farmers. Just like the Kansas City Chiefs, it just wasn't enough. They lose 22-15. They're going home. Stanford, and I'm not talking about the college, they win 31-2. Shout out to Sonora for getting a safety and keeping that one close. Highland Park got beat so bad they didn't even report the score. They played New Home. Don't know who won because it says missing score. Lampasas, my friend, beat up a guy who went there one time. 52-14. They beat Lakeview. Shallow Water. Oh, talk about deep water. They went 65-27 over Brownsfield. Stephenville over Pecos. 56-7. That game was never close. Wink to Sundown. The sun is going down over there. They lose 40-12. Talk about an embarrassment of not showing up when it matters most. Didn't Ryan play Chisholm Trail? And I'm not talking about the street. They lose 59-7. Chisholm Trail, you're going home. Glen Rose over Mineral Wells.
I still want my shirt, though. Let me get that on the record. I still want the shirt.
And here's the game of the week right here. Merkle versus Compass Academy. Merkle.
Throw the records out when Compass and Merkle...
Lock horns.
Merkle with 35. I'm pretty sure there was IT kids out there for Compass Academy. They only score 18 points. Those kids will have a prosperous career.
You know
in
who's
IT.
Got better SAT scores, though? Compass.
Howley versus Forzen, 42-14. Miami, and I'm not talking about the McDaniel-led Dolphins. They win 68-34 over Paducah. Klondike versus Anthers.
Not the bars. Not the bars.
Klondike puts up 64 over Amthers, almost like Amethyst, the stone. Yeah. But they lose 64-18. No stones for them. let's go to Region 2 over here, see if any of these games were any bit closer. We got Pleasant Grove playing Brownsboro. They went 56-13. You're going home, Bears. Balmera, not Valhalla. They beat Blackwell 56-8. Maybe, never mind, I'm not going to say the joke. Sunnyvale over Van Alstyne.
I mean, these are still high school kids.
Yeah, I know.
These are high school kids.
Van Alstyne, 49-41. Thorndale over Moody. What a name of a school. Mm. Well, your mood is going to be sad because you're going home. 42-7. They take the L. Jayton over Guthrie. It looks like it's the Green Bay Packers logo. Playing just like the Packers. They only got 6 points. They get 54 put on them. You're going home. Go get some ice cream. DeSoto over the Cove, 63-6. Shout out to the Cove for getting on the board. Now, this one actually was a barn burner. Whitney over Whitesboro, 61-55 in a week one playoff game.
Wow.
What a game. Lake Worth versus Springstown. Now, this one also went down to the wire. Springstown 55, Lake Worth 0. That one went down to the final buzzer. Albany over Santo, 34-18. Port Arthur Memorial over Galena Park, 42-0. 42-0.
Shout out to my Port Arthur Titans. You know what time it is.
Harrell over Seagerville. And boy, was this one a blowout. 72-14. You're going home. Wellington, and I'm not talking about beef, takes down Haskell 41-22. Those kids are packing up, getting ready for basketball season. Carter Riverside, don't even know why you showed up. You lost 77-0 to Alvarado. You're going home. Reedy versus Creekview. Reedy 24-3. Shout out to Gavin Dawson. His school, the Dawsons, lose 14-40 to Milford.
Milford, huh?
And when you lose to a school named Milford, I don't think you should suit up the next season. Now, speaking of not suiting up the next season, McCanny played a team called Ropes. They lost 76-6. We got Tim and Carthage. They're up 63-36 in the third quarter over Pittsburgh.
Who, Carthage is?
Tim and Carthage.
Up Shout out to our boy Coach Surratt, and his son's actually the quarterback of that
running
team.
Running out of breath over here. Salina versus Pinkston, also a barn burner. Salina 77, Pinkston 0.
Wow.
Blue Ridge over Blooming Grove, 59-6. Why did you even show up and put on your pads? Wink over Sundown, 40-12. Am I missing any games over here? Sulphur Springs and Kimball in the fourth quarter. Kimball 3, Sulphur Springs 55. South Oak Cliff up 49-10 over Crandall. And I think that's all of them. Brock up 42-0 over Dunbar. And we got some more games tomorrow that we'll read at the end of the show. Okay, I'm done talking for the segment. You guys can, I'm out of breath.
and talk about the Stars.
Yes, let's do it. I'm not even going to read the last two text messages.
I think I just talked for 11 straight minutes.
Look, I'm just going to say this. There are some, and Khaki Kev can appreciate this because we've been doing this all year long. You're going to go through reading when you're not used to read. I mean, look, just because you're from Texas doesn't mean you know the 1,000 different high schools that play football here in the state of Texas. So, yes, we are going to get some names wrong. We're going to pronounce them wrong. That's why you need to read it once or twice, and then, boom, people let, like you guys from the 817 and the 405, let you know how you pronounce certain names.
This guy's an absolute idiot. He can't pronounce Texas cities for the high school games. Sure.
Blake shouted out all 254 counties.
I'm trying my best to show love. I'm doing schools I've never heard of.
Keller is in the playoffs. Didn't they just get beat, though? Didn't Keller play Southlake?
Did I miss that one?
Who'd they play? No, but Keller's playing. I don't think they play till tomorrow, but they're playing like a number one seed or something like that. So you should be fired for the Texas Town pronunciations. Oh,
wow. Can't win them all.
You can't win them all, folks. I would challenge anybody to just rattle off high school scores and pronounce every name right.
Just trying to give a little energy behind it.
We're just
it
trying
too.
To, hey, it's Texas high school football season, all right? Tell you what, for all the people talking smack, Fatty's on the phone next. All right, Fatty's on the phone next. I want to hear you guys rattle off a couple scores and pronounce them names. All right. Dallas Stars.
Dallas. Talk about a barn burner tonight.
Huh? Put up a 7 spot?
7 spot over a very good Canadiens team. They are leading the Atlantic Division in the Eastern Conference. It's a phenomenal team. Now, they have a rookie goalie playing tonight, but he was 6-0-0 going into this game.
Hadn't played the Stars yet.
He had not played Mikko Rantanen in the Stars. Wyatt Johnson got his 100th goal tonight of his career.
Okay.
So that's pretty dope.
He's had a good year so far, hadn't he?
He's our leading goal scorer. He's got 11 right now. So he is definitely a top. I mean, again, this was a coming out game. This is our 4th straight win.
Yeah.
So we're not a bad team by any means. So anybody that was like feeling, I know Kevin, you were like, oh, Stars. There were some times where we had
How'd
moments.
What was he like?
I don't know. What's a good radio
producer
sound for
on producer
it's
violence
not, it's not
here
crime.
On Fan
we were
After
just
Dark.
Having the conversation about it last night.
I want you two to fight in the last segment. Continue.
Who would win?
He did say the only competition he views is you in a history battle.
That is true.
That's fair.
Not Broadus?
No, I would annihilate Broadus, I think.
Okay.
What about CA?
In actual history, I think I'm up there with
you would annihilate. Let's say you would annihilate him. Don't ride the fence.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Fred's the only guy.
By the way, don't forget 12-2. Fan Jam makes its return to the airwaves.
Well, Chambers and Chris Arnold. Are you producing that show?
No.
Who is? I think it's Dylon.
Probably
you can't see from there. Look at Kevin. So trying to read like size 8 font on the schedule.
Someone said, I've never heard of half of the schools that Blake listed. Yeah, I don't even think half those schools were within a 100-mile radius.
No, they're not.
I've never heard of those in my life.
682, calm down, bro. Okay, you know what? If you're going to be Mr. Persnickety, then listen to another station. Continue.
Anyway, the Stars did phenomenal tonight. I think the Glenn Gullitson offense is finally starting to hit for these guys.
Yeah.
The way that Mikko and Robertson, the way they work together is kind of amazing to see, just the way that this young talent, again, the defense is finally starting to get there. Otter obviously put in a shutout tonight. So
does this team look better offensively to you right now? Through what? How many games are we through so far?
I want to say 18. I think this was our 18th game tonight.
Does this team look better offensively at this point of the season than they did a year ago?
I wouldn't say that.
Okay.
The weird thing that the Dallas Stars are doing is they're gritty.
Can I pause? Can I pause this conversation that's happening right now? I need a little more from you, Trevor. You don't sound happy talking about the Stars. I'm just calling it how it is.
I feel like this is high level hockey conversation.
No, it is.
Going
but
on
I, need,
right
I just need a little more energy from you. The Stars are good right now, and I feel like you're down and out on them right now.
I'm not down and out
there
on
we
them.
Go, what, right
what,
there.
What I am on the Stars is the fact that they went down 2-0 the other night,
yeah.
And they came back and won.
Okay.
The problem with that is that we're getting down.
Okay.
Tonight
they're falling behind.
Tonight we put our foot on the gas and we said, okay, we're not taking it off.
Now, that is a difficult thing to do.
214 says that DeSmith was in goal, not Ottinger.
Oh, DeSmith was in goal? I apologize. Excuse me. Maybe that's why.
I think we just lost our credibility.
No, that's fair.
It's our starting, well, it's our starting no, reporter
listen,
right there.
Listen, let me tell you this. It was not
I think
on
that
Victory,
was Joe Milton quarterback in the other
it was
night,
not
wasn't it?
On Victory Plus, so I was not able to actually watch it. I only saw
actually, that was Will Greer.
The goals. So the problem with it is there was no
that
highlights.
Game, it's over.
There were no highlights of Ottinger doing anything or D. Smith doing yeah. anything. So the unfortunate
is that
thing
Cooper
is,
Flagg or Max Christie? I can't right. tell.
Yeah, losing my,
look at Luca in that mind. Blue 77. He's killing it. Told you he was gold. Oh, that's Cooper Flagg.
Oh, man.
The other white guy.
Yeah.
I thought it was hilarious. I was thinking about my uncle when y'all were talking about the white linebacker thing.
Yes.
Because I'm petrified that for Christmas I'm going to get a Logan Wilson's jersey. I'm petrified.
Petrified. Yeah, I mean, you might like just shoot like a text to your uncle and just be like, man, I don't think Wilson's gonna be here next season.
That's right. Like I just
I don't know.
Sean Lee and the Leighton Vander Esch just hanging up.
Where are you gonna buy a Logan Wilson jersey? Like you would almost have to have that made specially.
I showed you that Kenneth Murray jersey that was at the pawn shop. So probably well, the same.
Now, in fairness, he was. He was signed.
And he went to Oklahoma.
In the offseason, and he went to Oklahoma. Like, Wilson's a rental for all intents and purposes.
Absolutely, but would they not put his jersey in the
shop out there at AT&T?
That's a great question.
Like,
introducing Logan Wilson
like, if you
and
go to the
Quinn
pro,
Williams.
If you go to the pro shop at AT&T, I'm sure it'll be there.
Now, look, you know Quinn Williams is going to be there.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm not convinced that Logan Wilson's jersey will be there. I'm really not.
Well, when y'all,
now, it's a great number,
you think
though.
Jaden Blue's number is in
55?
There?
55?
Texas guy? But has gotten, like, what, like... 40 snaps.
I mean, that dude's been on. I mean, hell, he's been a healthy scratch the last two games. I mean, Malik Davis is getting reps before Jaden Blue. What's that tell you?
What jersey do you want the most on the Cowboys right now? You can pick a jersey, any current Cowboy. You get it tomorrow.
I don't appreciate this 817 conversation here. I'm shocked that Fred is not asleep right now. We're talking stars and he's still awake. Shocking. Okay, first of all, you can't use shocking twice in the same.
Because now you're not shocked.
Okay.
Double negative.
Look, here's the thing. We'll talk stars. I mean, if you think this is the Spits and Suds podcast, you're wrong. All right? But when we have Trevor here, and I did tell Blake, you and I talked about this the other day, we probably are going to need to amp up a little bit on our, you know.
But they're good. They're going to be good. We're going to need to talk about them.
But
they're
in fairness to me.
The Cowboys will start to fall down and we'll pick up the stars.
And I'm just going to say, in fairness to me, number one, this is the first market I've ever been in where we had a hockey team. I grew up in the Midwest, all right, where we don't have hockey, all right.
With brooms and what did y'all do in the Midwest to play hockey?
We played basketball, okay? We played basketball. That's what we did there, all right?
Played with hay bales. They threw hay bales to each other.
Again, I don't know if you guys have caught this or not, but there's this really big story at the other team at the AAC.
Oh, my gosh. Look at the text. Please look at the text we just got. The why would you make feel better making fun of me?
I'm actually a high school referee who knows how hard those kids play, and then they get their asses kicked. Does that make you feel like a big guy?
No, I don't feel any worse.
Bro, get over it, bro. I don't know what to tell you. We're rattling off scores. First of all, you're a referee. You hear what those kids say on the field. Okay, like I've literally watched high school football this year more than I ever have. These kids say some of the most ridiculous things ever.
Did he think him saying he was a referee was going to make us like call the shot?
Sorry. Take back everything we said to the school that got boat raced by 50. Sorry.
I just made
the
it
flag
worse.
On the play, Fred.
Yeah, yeah. Intentional grounding by Fred. I don't know, man. Look, I'm glad you're listening to the program. I mean, look, the segment next is you can call in and complain and roast us both. All right. I mean. Don't turn into the mythical high school football show. I can tell you that much. I've said some raunchy things on that show. Love all the kids, though. We love all the kids.
I didn't say a single kid's name.
I'm just going to say. What, is the kid in Mule Shoe listening? Sorry, man.
Don't get boat raised.
Let's see. From the 817, I'm sorry, Fred, but you had hockey in the Midwest. You just ignored it. Oh, I'm sorry, because I remember you and me grew up together. Get the hell out of here. All right, coming up next. Fatty's on the phone.
Look,
if there's one thing I don't like, if there's one thing I do not, and you can ask any woman that's ever dated me, do not tell me what I'm thinking or what I thought, okay? Let's get that straight. All right, Fatty's on the phone, 877.
This might be a negative one. This might be.
The gloves are off, folks. 877. We love you all, but you know what? Families do fight. 877-881-1053. 877-881-1053. Fatty's on the phone. Can't wait.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Just to say how unserious the National Basketball Association is, the fact that Terry Rozier is actively being shopped as a potential trade target, and yet he's also being investigated and has been charged with, you know, illegal gambling, is insane to me.
The Suns are up 129-87 on the Pacers right now. They've outscored them 23-3 in the fourth. There's 4 minutes left. The Pacers have scored 3 points in the quarter.
Man, I'm going to tell you right now,
they have one win on the season.
Don't let the Pacers get Darren Peterson. Darren Peterson and Halliburton?
Yeah.
And
they know what they're doing. They know they're going to be bad this year.
No, they. I mean, hell, they, you know, they let Miles Turner walk. Halliburton's hurt. I mean, who they got? Siakam. Who's our other dude? Maturin?
Benedict Mathurin.
Yeah. Yep. I mean, they got some pieces
Nembhard.
There, but yeah, Nembhard.
Neesmith. Smith.
The other Nembhard. So, and my boy
but
Johnny
Mathurin's
Furphy.
Hurt right now. So
is Furphy still out too?
Furphy's out with left ankle. Mathurin's
out
with
for a minute.
This is Benedict Mathurin's injury. Right great toe.
That hurts. That hurts. All right, it's time for a little Fatties on the Phone. It has been a spirited last couple of segments here on 105 Through the Fan After Dark. We've got some texters getting after us. We've got a high school referee who's throwing flags at us. I mean, it is getting critical
this,
mass
this might
here.
Be the, this might be the first negative Tolos.
Don't put that
the
in the universe. Do just, not put that in the universe. Look.
I don't know how it is.
If you want to, how many? First of all, how many calls we got right now?
We got three as we speak.
All right, we got three as we speak. 877-881-1053, 877-881-1053.
I kind of want one of the persons that isn't liking us to call in. Because we do get loved up a good amount. And that's
just keep clean.
I mean, look, just trust me. Stop encouraging them, and I'm sure somebody will organically say, I hate both you two, but I can't stop listening. 877-881-1053. That's the phone number. Call in. Kevin will get you hooked up. Just don't curse, all right? Don't curse. Don't say anything inappropriate. If you wouldn't say it out loud, certainly don't say it here on the radio. We will drop you, and you will be banned from ever calling back again. All right, who's the first caller?
We got Big Lou in Oak Cliff. Big Lou,
Big
you are
Lou
up.
And Oak Cliff. I know you're feeling nicey right about now. What's up, Big Lou?
Oh, man. Keep that finger by the dump button because I may just get a little bit saucy.
What
this
you got?
How y'all dare read these scores about our kids getting bussed over? I mean, y'all should hold like a remote and go to their schools and hand them prizes for getting run over and tell them, hey, you suck at this sport, but keep it up, son.
Keep
it up. You're gonna do something in life. You know, how dare you guys? I'm with the referee. I mean, I want you guys off the air because this is just ridiculous. What are you doing to our generation, man? Boy, I think the one that needs to get cut out is the referee. If you ain't got the stomach to referee these games, get the hell out of here. Hey, go do something else. Clean the house. Something. I don't care. The truth is the truth. My boy got eliminated from a playoff today. They went season-long undefeated. They got outplayed, outworked, and I told my boy, because he went down to his knees, I'm hurt. Son, you don't always win, but if you want to be better, play better.
Yeah.
And you didn't play better, you or your team. So get the hell out of the tournament. Referee, shut the hell up.
Big Lou, that's how you start a call right there. That's how you start a fatties on the phone right there.
Fatties.
Shout out to Big Lou in South Oak Cliff. Obviously, his son doesn't play for South Oak Cliff because they took care of business today. Meant to ask him. Text into the show and let us know what school your son went to so we can make fun of them, too. All right, who's next?
All right, up next, let's go to Charger Bro in Dallas.
Charger Bro. What's up, Charger Bro?
Hey, what's up, boys?
What's chillin', chillin'?
Hey, man, I'm taking it back to the Arizona Seahawks thing.
That's a true fatty right there.
Fred, you ain't trying. You took a page out of Jim Harbaugh's book, and I love it.
That's it. Damn right. Hey, I can zone out with the best of them. Trust me on that one.
And then the last take I had was y'all still talk hockey like y'all are being held hostage. But it's okay. I love the passion.
That's a drop right there. Shout out to Charger Bro. I'll tell you what, we're going to start doing a hockey segment, and that's going to be the intro right there. You guys talk hockey like you're being held hostage. I'll tell you what, that's the line of the night right there. What a line. All right, apparently there's so many calls that Kevin has to screen them all right now. So stand by to stand by. So far, Big Lou and Charger Bro showing love. Blake wants somebody mad at us to call in. So if you're mad for whatever reason, I'm sure you
know.
I just
want to see the other side of the coin. Because we get a good amount of love, and I appreciate it.
As somebody who's been doing radio for a little bit.
I want to face a little adversity. I mean, people say it on the text line. People say, Blake, you're dumb. Well, Blake,
that's
you're an
the
idiot.
Thing.
Fred,
it's one thing,
like
it's one thing to text. It's nothing to say with your chest.
Yeah.
Okay? And this is on the phone. Yeah. I mean, it's not like we see him.
His FaceTime screen just pops up.
All right, what do we got? What do we got? What do we got?
All right, let's go to...
Kevin's like figuring out live.
I was say, Kevin, you just learned how to use his phone for the first time.
No. We're going to Tom in Arlington.
That line would have gotten through about seven calls by now. Who is it?
Tom in Arlington.
Tom in Arlington.
This is Mott. It's our boy Mott.
Yeah, this is Tom in Arlington. Y'all were talking today about how Nico and Jason Kidd and how well they work together. You know, Nico brought in D'Angelo Russell to be the starting point guard. But he's not starting, but instead you've got the two-way player Williams as a starting point guard. So it shows how they work really in sync together. That's all I got to say. And
Tom, let me stop you right there, brother.
Love you, Tom.
Wait a minute. Who said that Nico and Jason Kidd worked well together?
You said that
we said that on this show?
No, earlier today.
Oh, or somebody said that earlier today on the show. Were they saying it in jest, or were they saying it seriously?
I'm sorry?
Were they saying it in jest, or were they saying it being serious?
No, they were actually pointing out the fact that, you know, they brought in the that Nico brought in D'Angelo Russell to start.
Yeah, J. Kidd was like, not happening.
If anything, I think that shows the disconnect, that Nico brought him in without consulting J. Kidd.
No, I think that's what Tom's saying, is that just goes to show. Great stuff. Tom, what high school are you representing, by the way, since we got you on the line?
Irving High School, the Tigers.
Okay. Did you guys make it to playoffs?
No. Okay. We haven't made the playoffs in like 100 years.
Ooh, okay. 100. Well, now it's 101, Tom.
Tom, sorry to hear that. Are you guys good at basketball at least?
When I played, which is more than a couple years ago, yeah, we won our district championship.
Okay. Were you a double-double threat, or what was your game?
I was a 6'2 power forward.
Okay.
I'm 71 years old.
Oh,
so,
on, Tom.
Okay. Little, did you guys even have a 3-point line back then?
Wow.
Oh, no.
My co-host over here mocking me for asking you that, but that's a legit question. Tom, 71 years young. You sound like you're not a day over 35. Great stuff from you as always, my friend. Appreciate you calling in.
I appreciate y'all. Have a great week.
There you have it, the one and only Tom and Arnold. But tell you what, 71 years old, kicking it on a Thursday night, calling into the show.
I do want to clear it up. Brandon Williams is not on a two-way contract anymore.
He's on a guaranteed contract.
Last year he was on a two-way.
But look at my man Tom, 6'2 power forward, doing dirt down low. All right, who's next?
James in Gun Barrel City.
Gun Barrel City. What's up, James?
What's up, Fred?
Sounds like you're in Gun Barrel City.
I was going to say, James, those bullets flying in the background. What the hell's going on back there, James?
I'm just driving down Highway 175 on my way home.
Windows I love down. It. I love it. I was going to say, are you doing 270 70 miles an hour with two windows down or what?
No, I ain't got no windows down. I don't know why you're hearing a bunch of wind.
It's all right. It's
AC
all right.
Blowing.
It's all good, brother. I think you got us on Bluetooth. What you got going on, man? How you driving safe?
I'm always driving safe, but just put it on cruise control and go 75.
Love to hear it. Love to hear it. What you got for us tonight?
I just wonder what y'all's take on maybe Texas upset Georgia this weekend.
Oh, come on! That's what's going to happen,
that's a great
baby.
Call. That's a great...
We need to have it, old Arch come out.
Come on. Arch is going to go crazy. Our boy Gunner's going to throw a pick, and Texas will upset Georgia. Blake will be at the game for you and will represent well for the Longhorns, and Texas will get the upset.
Great stuff from our boy James in Gun Barrel City. And look, Texas is going to get that win. There's going to be a special Fan After Dark mojo in the stadium. Our boy Blake Elliott will be there representing like only he can. All right, final two calls of the fatties on the phone. Who you got, Mr. Khaki Kevin?
Ken in Cedar Hill.
Ken in Cedar Hill. What's up, Ken in Cedar Hill?
What's up, Fred? What's going on, baby?
Chilling, brother. How you living?
I'm living good, man. Living good, man.
What you got for us, bro?
Man, I'm just calling in, man. Sometimes y'all get on my nerves. Sometimes I don't agree with all y'all take.
Love it.
But I do want to tell you this, Fred. Man, you the realest. You a real one, Fred. Blake greener than Kentucky grass, and he squared in SpongeBob SquarePants. But I love y'all, and I listen to y'all every night, man.
See, I can take the green. Square is crazy. I'll take the green every day. I feel like I wouldn't describe myself as square. I feel like I'm pretty obtuse. I feel like square is like pretty original, pretty cookie cutter now. I feel like I'm the opposite
of
cookie cutter.
I don't think it's necessarily that. I think it's more maybe he's just saying you're a little naive.
I'll take the green one.
Yeah.
That one I can agree with. Because I do like green.
Shout out to our boy Ken in Cedar Hill.
I ain't talking about the cow.
Shout out to our boy Ken in Cedar Hill. All right, last call. Who is it? Nope, he dropped. All right, tell you what. We got one time. No, tell you what. 877. We can't go out like that. Although Ken in Cedar Hill was fantastic.
I would definitely like to talk to you all face-to-face, not text or call in. But he texted them.
Fine.
I don't know if that's a positive or negative. Like he wants.
No,
to
I think it is. I think it's a positive.
Well, you can talk to us face to face.
Come on, hey, 12377 Merritt Drive.
And I feel like that sounds like a threat when you throw out the when you throw out the address. In a good way. We'll all meet in the parking lot and we'll have a healthy sports conversation.
I mean, look,
Kaki Kev will be our bodyguard,
the moderator. Sure. Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. 877-881-1053. Final call. We got one call left.
Who is it going to be?
Whoever dials through, we're just getting you straight through.
Straight through. Who are you?
What's your name? Where are you calling from? What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Zaid Murphy.
Ed Murphy? Like Eddie? Like Eddie Murphy? Is Eddie Murphy calling me right now?
No, Zaid. Z-A-Y-D. I'm in Murphy.
Oh, okay. What's up? Good man. How you doing? What you got for us?
Hey, man. I was just going to tell y'all. I know that Blake wanted some hate, but I got nothing but love for y'all. Been listening to the late night show since it was Will Chuck and Chia Paulo into Reggie, and to now y'all taking over. Done fantastic. My take is Dallas sports, personally, it's pretty freaking tough right now, man. Mm-hmm. But we push through, we keep tabs, and one day, just like with the Rangers, we'll be able to tell everyone what's up.
I love it. Hey, bro, give me your name one more time.
I think it was Zayd, Z-A-Y-D. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Come on. Zayd. I'll tell you what. My son's name is Xavier, but I call him Zave. So, Zayd. I love that name, brother. Great stuff from you. And I'll tell you what. Appreciate the love. Appreciate you being a longtime Tolo and Fatty. So, we do appreciate that. Great stuff from you. I'll tell you what. Another great look. Blake asked for the vitriol tonight.
I did.
And as a result, we got James, we got Big Lou, we got Charger Bro, we got our boy Tom in Arlington, my boy Ken in Cedar Hill, and what a way to put a punctuation on that with our boy Zayd in Murphy.
You know my favorite thing about Tolls on the Telephone,
Fatty's on the phone.
My favorite thing about it is we get people that we've never heard from.
Never.
That get to chime in whether they don't text or whatever, and they get a chance to interact with us. And we get a chance to interact with them,
yeah,
and get to see a different side of things. Because we get a lot of people that text in that don't put their name or just text in. And now we get to put kind of faces, not faces, but names.
Voices.
Voices and names to text messages. And
that's it.
You're all part of the Fatty family.
You're about to make Blake cry is really the long and short of it. That's how emotional you get sometimes when talking about you guys. That's how deep emotionally things get here on 105 Through the Fan.
Someone said they'll be here in 30 minutes.
Come on with it. Come on with it.
We won't be here in 30 minutes.
What's that?
We won't be here in 30 minutes.
We won't?
No.
No.
Blake's got places to be.
You know, listen to this guy. He thinks he does. All right. Final segment. Don't go anywhere.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Female Tolo, female fatty alert from the 469. Hey there. My name is Crystal Amaya.
Oh, wow.
I didn't know she was going to put her name out there like that, but God bless you, Crystal. And y'all completely missed the Panther Creek Panthers versus Dallas Carter Cowboys game where the Panthers won 49-7. Go Panthers.
I'm sorry. I was too re-
Sorry, Crystal.
Sorry, Crystal.
But hey.
And that's not Crystal with a K.
No, that is Crystal with a C.
So you can be trusted.
Shout out to Crystal A. Good stuff by you, young lady. So and shout out to the Panther Creek Panthers.
Shout out to us looking like MLB studs today in the cage.
100%. 100%. Infinite hitting over in Louisville, my neck of the woods. Shout out to Mama Kim, but more importantly, shout out to Luke and Mike, who are running an absolutely just incredible organization over there. I mean, look, the thing about when you're doing youth travel or youth sports is, you know, everybody's become so, you know, specialized in different sports. And so, you know, and you've heard it on Twitter where they'll say, you know, these basketball trainers, are they doing stuff that is actually going to make the kids better? And the thing about infinite hitting, whether you're a baseball player, softball, doesn't matter what level you're at, whether you're trying to get in the big leagues, you're in there, or you're just starting out, no better place, whether you're learning how to pitch, whether you're learning how to hit, Mike, Luke and that staff they got over there. It's an incredible facility, incredible guys, and it is a we had a absolutely incredible time there.
I don't know the name of the monitor that they had to kind of show what you were doing with your exit velocity,
yeah.
the little digital screens. We were doing some hitting off the tee.
Go to Blake's story on IG and you'll see it.
Yes. I might post Fred's too. Fred was nuking the ball. No warm-up, no real stance, and we're just nuking them back and forth. And I asked Luke, who was in the MLB, I asked him, I said, what does his stance remind you of? And what did he say, Fred?
Stanton.
That's quite the endorsement.
Stanton. Now, you got the Tim Anderson.
I got the Tim Anderson comp.
Now,
look on my Instagram story if you don't know what I'm talking about, @BlakeLive__, and you can see me and Fred swing the bat.
Real quick, from the 352, it looks like Frisco Lone Star won in a big way tonight. So shout out to them. Frisco Panther Creek is the name there. So shout out to Frisco Panther Creek.
The good news is my friend Clay will now be available. Obviously, I haven't been able to hang out with him for like 7 months.
Season's over.
Now, I'll give it like a week.
Yeah, no, you need to let that sit for a minute.
Give it a week, and then when they're done, I'll be like, all right, we can hang out again.
Yeah, now y'all can kick it, you know, maybe wait to talk football.
Yeah. So, how about the Mavericks?
Man, have you seen what Prosper's doing? My God, what a run there. Oh,
man. And it was sad. They were up 14-0, and then, what was it, like a 59?
They went on a 42-0 run. I mean, it happens. But, I mean, look, I didn't expect them to be, I mean, you and I were hoping because of Clay that Hebron would upset them. But, I mean, Prosper was the better football team all season long. Yeah,
and so. I think Clay would admit that.
Oh, I mean, they knew going into that game it was going to be tough sledding.
It's probably lit. He said 14-0.
Yeah, right. Hey, you know what? Hey, we had a lead there for half a quarter.
Yeah, just take that screenshot, post it.
That's all that matters, okay? It's not how about where you start.
It's not about how you finish. It's how you start.
If you're even knock, it is. Real quick, our resident baseball nerd, a.k.a. Khaki Kevin, we do apologize if he hung up on you during Fatty's on the phone. He's still learning the phone systems. All right. We will.
I do apologize.
We will scold him because with Dylon, we haven't had those issues. Anyway, continue. AL NL MVPs were named today, correct?
Yes.
And?
Well, I mean, I kind of...
This is your cue where you go ahead and tell us who they were.
One of them was obvious.
He said yes.
Being okay. Shohei Ohtani. The other being, I guess, somewhat controversial, but Aaron Judge over Kyle Raleigh.
Ooh. See, I got a problem with that.
A lot of people...
I thought Kyle Raleigh... Do.
Can you give us some of the numbers so we can compare to maybe people who have been watching all season? Because I would have gone with the big dumper.
I 100%. Will get those. I want to say Shohei's was unanimous.
Yeah, I mean, that's a no-brainer. Yeah.
Shohei's going to keep winning MVPs every year.
Dude's a freak.
But I want to see cows.
No, man. Cows, I mean, I think their numbers were similar as far as like their power numbers. I think where Judge
better had
a, I mean, but I think where Judge had the pronounced advantage was batting average.
We're about to hear from Khaki Kev that there was a pronounced advantage or disadvantage.
I'm still looking at it.
You think you'll be able to find this faster than you were able to figure out the phones?
I'm never going to hear the end of that, am I? That's fine, though.
Well, no one's going to hear it because they didn't get connected.
Just so you guys know, we love Khaki Kevin here at 105.
If you don't bust
fan
your
fan
boy's chops and you don't like him.
It's the day that people stop
busting your chops.
Busting chops is when you got to start wondering, okay, what's going on here?
All right, so Aaron Judge had 17 first. I'm trying to figure out how this voting works as we go.
Oh, first place votes.
First place votes. Cal Raleigh had 13. Aaron Judge had 13. Second place vote. I say all that to say Aaron Judge had 355 points in the voting. Cal Raleigh had 335. 20-point difference.
Okay. It was close. So what about their numbers?
As far as statistical numbers, or what are you wanting exactly here?
I'm looking at it right now.
Shohei had 30 first place votes. Nobody had a single first place vote other than him.
Why is Sports Reference trying to verify if I'm a human? Like, I mean, what, we got a lot of robots getting on stat sites? Is that what's going on here?
Yeah, probably.
All right. So Cal Raleigh, this is what killed him. Cal Raleigh had a 247 batting average.
And what did Judge have?
331.
Whoo! Okay. Almost a home. That is crazy.
Okay, so
what about their OPS?
Cal Raleigh had more played more games. He had more plate appearances. Judge had more hits, had 32 more hits.
In less games?
In fewer games.
That's not
Cal had 60 home runs versus 53. He also had 125 RBI, whereas Judge had 114. Okay. Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
I've got the stats pulled up now.
Well, I do too. Cal Raleigh had 14 stolen bases. You want to guess how many Aaron Judge had?
No, I don't, because I don't want to sound stupid.
Just guess.
I'll let Kevin. I'll let Kevin.
You want to let Kevin?
That's actually one of the stats I don't have pulled up. So
go ahead and guess.
I'm gonna say.
Just give me a number.
25.
12.
Oh, okay.
So Cal actually had more stolen bases.
The big dumper.
But this is where I think this is what got him. Number one, Judge won the batting title, won a Silver Slugger, which Cal did too, but he had a higher batting average.
Who is he?
Judge.
Judge.
Higher batting average, on-base percentage, slugging, OPS, and OPS plus.
I think his OPS like
dude, his OPS
Cal.
was 1.144. I mean, look, Cal had a 9.48. Yeah. But I think the thing that you have to take in consideration, though. I mean, Cal Raleigh's a catcher. Mm-hmm. That's a far more arduous position than center field.
What a word.
Also,
arduous?
I did.
Those stats, Judge led in the MLB in 5 of those.
Yeah.
Walks, OPS, slugging
walks is a
on
big
base,
thing.
That is.
And batting.
That is.
If my player can just be almost a free base every time, and if he's like, if you're leading in walks and you're, what, have more hits, like.
I mean, his on base percentage was 457. Cal Raleigh's was 359.
Yeah. And that's the most valuable thing, being on base. So.
Let's see if
they did have a screenshot of Shohei, Kyle Schwarber, and Juan Soto, because they do have to have the second and third place voters. The people in there, and they looked absolutely pissed because they knew they had no chance to win over Shohei Ohtani.
Your boy Aaron Judge, 124 walks, and Cal Raleigh had 97.
Because that's kind of a good test of how good of a hitter are you. If you're just getting walked constantly, we see it with
Shohei.
Yeah,
I mean, if you're feared, then that tells you all you need to know right there. So, all right, ladies and gentlemen, that's another successful episode in the books. Shout out to all you guys, Tolos, Fatties, and everybody else that tuned in, and for all our first-time listeners out there, loved you guys up as well. You guys were tremendous as always. Shout out to Mr. Brandon Laurie from Blogging with the Boys, and then, of course, Mr. Christian Clark for making his Fan
Dude,
After Dark
see you
debut
for a while.
As well. Well, I mean, you and I, hell, you're out of town too.
I know, but I'm going to be on the show tomorrow.
Yeah, you'll be on the show tomorrow. I will see you again on Tuesday. For the one, the only, Khaki Kevin. For the one, the only, Mr. Blake Elliott. He'll be back tomorrow. I won't be. Good night. God bless. Blake will see you tomorrow.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.